Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. 18 children killed in Texas elementary school shooting. Senator Murphy begs for gun control compromise. And ExxonMobil loses bid to halt climate change lawsuit. It's Wednesday, May 25. I'm Anthony Davis. An 18-year-old gunman opened fire on Tuesday at a Texas elementary school, killing 18 children and 2 adults. 3 people wounded in the attack were hospitalized and in a serious condition. The gunman was eventually killed by law enforcement. It was the deadliest shooting at a U.S. grade school since the shocking attack at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newton, Connecticut, almost a decade ago. And it came just 10 days after a gunman in body armor killed 10 black shoppers and workers at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, in what authorities say was a racist attack. The gunman entered Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun and possibly a rifle, Governor Greg Abbott said. Officials did not immediately reveal a motive, but the governor identified the assailant as Salvador Ramos and said he was a resident of the heavily Latino community about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Abbott said the shooter was likely killed by police officers, but that the events were still being investigated. The school district's police chief, Pete Arredondo, said the attacker acted alone. The massacre of young children was another gruesome moment for a country scarred by an almost ceaseless string of mass killings at churches, schools, and stores. Pray for the lost, their families, and Uvalde, San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg said in a tweet. Robb Elementary School has an enrollment of just under 600 students, and Arredondo said it serves students in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th grade. The tragedy in Uvalde was the second deadliest school shooting in Texas history, and it added to a grim tally of mass shootings in the state that have been among the deadliest in the U.S. over the past 5 years. Connecticut U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, who came to Congress representing Sandy Hook, begged his colleagues to finally pass legislation addressing the nation's gun violence problem as the latest school shooting unfolded on Tuesday in Texas. A gutted Murphy took to the Senate floor and demanded lawmakers do what they failed to do after 26 elementary school students and educators were killed almost a decade ago in Newton, Connecticut. Congress has been unable to pass substantial gun violence legislation since the collapse of a bipartisan Senate effort in the aftermath of that massacre. What are we doing? Murphy demanded. The Democrat who represented Newtown as a U.S. congressman urged his colleagues to find a compromise. I'm here on this floor to beg, to literally get down on my hands and knees, to beg my colleagues. Find a path forward here. Work with us to find a way to pass laws that make this less likely, he said. He told reporters afterwards he was working with colleagues, particularly reaching out to Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas to see if they could muster any bipartisan support for gun violence legislation. Even though the party of Democratic President Joe Biden has slim control of Congress, bills on gun violence have been stymied in the face of Republican opposition in the Senate. Last year, the House passed 2 bills to expand background checks on firearms purchases, One bill would have closed a loophole for private and online sales. The other would have extended the background check review period. Both languished in the 50-50 Senate, where Democrats need Republican votes to overcome objections from a filibuster. Massachusetts' highest court on Tuesday rejected a bid by ExxonMobil to dismiss a lawsuit brought by the state that accuses the oil giant of misleading the public about the role its fossil fuels play in causing climate change. The lawsuit, filed in 2019 by Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, alleges Exxon launched an effort reminiscent of the tobacco industry's long denial campaign about the dangerous effects of cigarettes to deceive consumers and investors about climate change. Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court upheld a lower court ruling that a state law shielded it from the lawsuit. In a congressional hearing last year, the company's CEO, Darren Woods, told lawmakers that its public statements on climate are and have always been truthful, and that Exxon has long acknowledged the reality and risks of climate change and devoted significant resources to addressing those risks. The Massachusetts lawsuit says Exxon engaged in a sophisticated multi-million dollar campaign to sow doubt in climate science and downplay the link between fossil fuels and climate change. The lawsuit says Exxon also undertook greenwashing campaigns in an effort to portray itself as environmentally responsible. Rather than honestly disclose and mitigate climate change risks, ExxonMobil's misrepresentations about and failures to disclose those risks have delayed the needed transition to clean energy around the world and make these existential climate-driven threats to the global economy more likely to occur, the complaint said. Healey called the court's ruling a resounding victory in the state's effort to stop Exxon from lying to investors and consumers. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hello, this is Gary Chachot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.